Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store up the corner. The boy said it was a gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Dang, you already know, baby. I actually did a little mix of a
and Lou Baggy got that stutter.
Lou Baggy's an idiot. He's got a stuttering problem. But, you know, this is your boy, DJ Tetra. And, you know, I'm keep on running right now because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Keep running, baby.
She said,
that doctor.
Oh, is it that doctor?
Is that doctor?
Oh, the doctor?
Bones. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros will be on our show April. Just want to throw that in there.
I thought I was going to ask, Doc. That's a new intro.
Yeah. That's Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, Tetra. Have you?
I'm not going to lie.
They've been on all those NFL commercials, like, in the past few months. I don't know. But they're going to be on our show in April. They confirmed, so. We will
cool, but, you know, anyways.
Anyways, forget that.
Anyways.
Yeah, suck. What are you going to say, man? What's up? What's up?
I was going to say, we got a very special show. I mean, every show's special, of course, you know. But
every show's amazing, but today's going to be juicy.
It's going to be especially delicious. In the words of Ignacio.
Ignacio. I love that guy.
I hate him. But anyway.
Soup.
Yeah. You know, tonight we have the Slum Shlums.
The Slum Shlums. That's a weird word, weird name, but, you know, they're doing their thing.
They do what they do, and they do it right.
They do it right. That's all you can ask for in a band, you know?
That's all I ask for. I'm a simple guy.
I'm a simple guy. Like meat potatoes and Slum Shlums. You know?
Yum.
Yummy. I remember a kid in middle school, he used to eat like that. You remember that situation? He used to, like, say yum when he ate. He was
really?
Like,
yeah, dude.
Yum, 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 yum.
Chomp, chomp.
He said the words that he was saying when he was eating. Like,
yeah, like
we had, like,
go ahead, man.
You had, like, a bowl of, like, what's that, like, macaroni and, like, it's not even spaghetti. You can't call it that. It's just, like, macaroni noodles with, like, meat in it.
Macaroni and slop.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And he was like, yum, yum, yum. That's like the noise he was making when he was eating.
You remember he would do like, every, like, if he's blinking, he'd go, blink.
Yeah,
you remember
exactly.
That?
I remember that. Dude was dumb.
Like, he would go like, chomp, chomp, and he was chewing his bubble gum. That's why he always got caught, because he was stupid.
Because he was stupid. Punk. But guys, today's going to be good. We have stuff to give away.
Oh, yeah, we have. Sorry, yeah, we have some free merchandise, guys.
We have some Slum Shlum merchandise, man. I mean, these guys came to my house today, and they gave me some stuff, man. I really appreciate it. And we're going to give it away to you guys, our fans.
Yeah, because we're not going to have an interview. We're going to call them later.
Yeah,
but after the interview, the first, what, like four people?
First four people to raise your hand. Not now. Don't raise it now. You raise it now, I'm kicking you off. Sorry.
I will eat you.
I will eat you if you raise your hand right now. Don't cheat. No cheaters in this house. But the first four people to raise their hand, you guys get wristbands, Slum Shlum wristbands.
Oh,
they're little H's. They're getting my words.
It's hard to do. Yeah, I feel stupid trying to say their names.
Slum Shlum wristbands. You know.
You guys get some Slum Shlum wristbands. They're pretty nice.
They're nice. They're green with white letters. I mean, they're nice. Pretty beautiful. We're gonna be giving those away. And then if you don't get it, let's say you don't get a wristband, what we're gonna do for you, you go I'll tell them. You go to the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs.com, you know, our site. Click contact. And you type in the special word that we are going to say. If you hear the special word, can't tell you what it is now. Oh, yeah, we can tell you what it is now. My bad.
Are you sure you want to tell them now or you want to tell them after?
I'll tell them now, but then we're going to give the stuff away after we interview them, okay?
I feel you.
The special word is peaches.
Peaches. I love those, guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but I love peaches.
That's all he eats. He eats like 10 of those little, like, cup things of peaches. That's all Tetra eats.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yum, yum, yum. You know, he copies how that kid talks now.
But yeah, when you go to the website, you fill out for contact, you fill out a little form, put your name or whatever, and then for a message to put in, you just type in Peaches.
Just put Peaches, your name, address. That's it.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. Call you or I don't know, whatever we do, we'll mail you. We're not going to give you anthrax, I swear.
Yeah, I promise we'll give you anthrax. We will give you a sticker. They're vinyl stickers, too. They're the nice stickers. They're not like the cheap, just like plastic stickers.
You know what I'm saying?
These are the stickers you put on your car and they last for like years, you know?
That lasts for years unless you go through a car wash.
3 years. It'll be there forever, I promise. But yeah, it's going to be really good. So Peaches, when you hear Peaches after the interview, you press 1 on your phone, raise your hand. I'll bring you on. What's up? What's good? If I know your voice, I'll kick you off immediately because I already know who you are.
No, just let us know who you are. You know, give us your name, whatever. And then, pretty sure me and Doctor's going to know you. So, we'll get back to you.
Sure. And if we don't, you're like Africa or something. Because there's people that have been looking on our site. Because on our site, we can track the people that look on our site. I bet you guys don't know that because we're creepy. But we're creeping right now, like Ronnie. But if you guys don't know, we can see who looks on our site, like where they're from. We have people from Australia coming on our site, man.
Yeah, we don't see the address. We just kind of see where, the location.
See addresses. We see
zip codes. We see social security numbers.
We get full picture profiles. We get everything, man. So don't log on to our site if you're scared. But, right. You want to do this interview? You want to get it started, Tetra?
Dude, should I get this started right now?
I'm going to get it started right now. Let me give you a little background, hold on, before I start up. This song that I'm playing is called Epidemic, and it is off their new EP. It's not even an album, it's an EP. It's like just a couple of songs.
Uh-huh.
But it's called Building Bridges to Burn. That's their new EP that's coming out. It's coming out February 25th. They're playing a show at the Underground. Which is in...
It's underground, guys, but not really.
No, literally it is.
It's really underground.
It is. I'm being serious.
I know. So they used a spoon to build it, Doctor. I know these things.
Stupid.
They broke out of jail.
Spoon to build the underground. But, guys, it's in Mesa. Like, you walk... You know how, like, on the streets there's alleys and there's, like, doors in the alley? You know what I mean?
And then you know how sometimes there's trap doors when you walk? That's how you get there.
You open it and Popeye punches you in the face. And he's like, hola! But no.
Toma. Right. Well, go ahead.
Toma. And one more thing. I want to say something. No, I'll say it on the air. Jack spells his name really weird. It's J-A-K-C. Tell me
what
you know,
yeah. Yeah, like I was thinking, I was like, what is it? Is it Jack with the C? No, it's just Jack, stupid.
But we go back with Jack, if you guys don't know. We knew him back in high school. We're still in high school.
We knew
him back in high school. This is our last year. We only have like 4
year.
Months left.
It was freshman year.
Yeah, but this is the song... Epidemic off Building Bridges to Burn from the Slum Slums. Tetra, you hook it up. I'm going to play this song right now called Epidemic. Enjoy.
Hey, I'll be right back, Doctor.
All right. song Epidemic off of the album or the EP Building Bridges to Burn. Tetra is
just, you already know, baby. You got a special guest, the Shalom Shlums, right here.
Welcome, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Doing good, man. I mean, this song made me kind of, my nipples kind of hard.
That song touches me right here in the heart.
I mean, that's good. That's good stuff. I didn't expect that from you. I ain't gonna lie to you. You surprised me, Jack.
Hey, you know, I try to get in there, and we try to make good songs. We've come a long way since playing in Frankie's Backyard and stuff. That's my goal.
But you guys succeed.
You guys do, man.
Yeah, we have, tomorrow we're going to get the rest of the songs done. There's going to be 4 additional songs that will be going on the EP that you just mentioned. And we'll be having the actual CD release show at the Underground in Mesa. It will be February 25th.
Yep. That's what I told everybody, man. I hope a lot of people come out to it. Me and Tetra plan to go to it, so it's going to be good.
Oh, definitely. You guys let us know, and we will have the tickets.
Yeah,
we will have the tickets for you guys.
Tickets are $10, though.
Yeah, they are $10. But for you guys, we might do, like, $9.99.
$9.99?
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, you guys are getting it.
All right, man. So one of the questions we got, man, is, like, how did you guys get started as a band, like, initially?
A lot of reasons. Yeah, there was a lot of reasons. Mainly it was like we had a lot of anger. We really liked heavy music and really horrible heavy music.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had the little guitar, and I used to go to Frankie's house and play in the morning.
And I had my floor tom.
Yeah, and that was it. And we used to go, and before school, I mean, I missed all my first hour classes because I would just go to Frankie's house in the morning and,
like, ditch lunch to come over and get again.
We would just jam out. And then after a while it progressed, we did a little backyard show, and people actually liked it, which we didn't expect.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, let's push this as far as we can go. And now we're having our own CD release show, and, you know, people are coming out and supporting us. And thank you, everyone that supports us since the beginning. Thank you, Joshy.
Thank you, Joshy.
Joshy is one of our friends, and he supports us like crazy, and I believe he's listening right now. So thank you, and thank everyone else. Thank you guys for letting us come on and everything.
Our girlfriend,
yeah.
My baby boy.
Yeah, everyone.
That's a lot of shout-outs, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Slums is a big, big family.
You guys got the hookup, man. You guys got everybody on your band.
So you guys are saying that you guys like heavy music. What kind of influences do you guys have?
Oh God! It varies from like grunge to like all the hardcore bands that are playing now out in AZ. It's a lot. Like it even goes through rap.
Yeah. Like we really appreciate what's going on in music right now. In Arizona, like the hardcore scene.
But that shit's getting old. So
yeah.
We wanted to change it up.
Yeah. We take influences because some of our favorite bands are hardcore, but we never wanted to be in a hardcore type band. We like alternative rock, and we get everything from great indie bands to really heavy bands, old alternative bands, you know, stuff, even like old R&B and stuff. Like, we like everything.
That's cool, man. What's some of the, like, this is going to get crazy, but like, what's some of the, like, craziest things you've ever seen, like, on doing your shows?
Doing our show.
Yeah, like, what's something crazy you've seen? Like, even, like, when you're, like, I don't know, like, on tour or something, or, like, doing a show, I don't know.
We have a few, we always get the occasional, like, people that'll yell out songs that we don't even play anymore, and that's always funny to hear.
Uh-huh.
We
always get the old fat guy, in the crowd, and he gets butt-ass naked.
Yeah, old people.
Yeah,
like,
I love those guys.
People, like, when we play bars and stuff, people get really drunk, and they just...
They get into it.
They just start yelling and
there's
screaming.
There's a lawsuit still pending on whether the guy stabbed him or not.
Yeah, Frankie. Speak of this on the air.
I'm just saying.
No, we haven't had too much crazy. Usually when we're hanging out, not playing show, you know, we try to keep everything really civil and take everything really serious.
Yeah.
Even though, like, our music isn't completely serious, we don't take everything...
been in the band for, like, 2 years. I have not been serious since.
We just like to hang out and have fun, but we have seen a lot of crazy stuff. We caused a lot of crazy stuff, but I think personally the most crazy thing is just when we play a good show and people like it. Still to this day, that is just like crazy.
I think when Angelique went to like the first show, my girlfriend, by the way, I think that's when she got pregnant.
Yeah.
And then
we've impregnated people with our music.
Yeah.
So you guys
that's good stuff right there.
Checked out.
So all the like 400 people that are listening right now.
Yeah.
If you get it, if you get that little hum, man, you know what just happened.
You know, if you guys are trying to get pregnant, just listen to their stuff, and it's gonna happen.
So we are coming out with the Shlum Shlum pregnancy test.
We're coming.
Because
really?
You can't detect
it also
Shlum pregnancy.
It also detects gonorrhea and syphilis.
Which,
he's kidding.
Which could,
you can never detect that stuff.
Yeah, that could be a possibility tonight. You guys
use
go
condom.
Out. And, yeah, get checked out. Get checked out.
Oh, where did the name, because you guys, where did the name of Shlum Shlums come from?
It was a joke. It was a complete and utter joke. Yeah. I was hanging around, and we were, like, in this old bed. It really wasn't going to do anything. And I was
like
always
every day when we would, like, leave their house, I'd be like, the Shlum Shlums, bro, come on. Come on, Jack. And finally he gave in.
Yeah,
that's when we started jamming.
I used to tell Frankie, like, I will never be in a band with a name as stupid as the Shlum Shlum. And then we're, like, we came to our first show, and it was kind of like, okay, we need a name. Fine, we'll be the Shlum Shlum. And then after that, like, people just adapted to it so much.
It just kind of stuck.
We just couldn't shake it. It was just, like,
yeah, I feel like how, like, everyone else was like, it's because you guys are from the ghetto.
Yeah.
From Maryland. Like, no.
It's just, like,
no.
And a matter of fact, not. Like, I was always the one saying that we never have, you know, that as a name. And now it's tattooed on me.
Yeah.
It was my first tattoo. I just got the Shlum Shlum tattooed on my side.
You're a gay boy. I got Nirvana on my hand.
Yeah, well, Nirvana.
Wait, can we cut?
It's all good, man. You do what you want.
Yeah,
bitch.
But not too much. But not too much.
Not
it's a civilized.
But keep it civilized. Okay, I want to say something real quick. I remember I was a freshman, okay, and I'm white, so I was like a little white.
He's
freshman.
White. He's white. You have to put that in real quick.
Most people know that already, but I was a little white kid walking in class, and I had Frankie in one of my classes.
Yeah.
I was a freshman, and I remember like this traumatizing still to this day. Like, I was sitting down in class, and I turn and look at this dude, and he's, like, sticking, like, a paperclip in his hand. Like, straight up, like, weren't you sticking a paperclip in your hand?
Yeah, I was doing that. I pitched myself.
Frankie's brutal.
Yeah. I just want to say that. I just want to put that out there.
I was doing the Aztec thing where you stab yourself. It's called bloodletting.
I remember, speaking of old days, I remember being in a class with you guys and not getting anything done.
We didn't do anything in that class. All of us.
I remember that. All my focus, most of that time was spent, like, writing songs and stuff, and look where I'm at now.
There you go. I remember when we first started talking to Jack Blaz.
A little bit about it.
Remember we watched that show, Destinos. You remember that show?
Dude, that one old man where he crumpled up the paper dramatically? I remember that stuff.
You remember that? And he said Rosario.
We didn't watch all of it, though. That was horrible.
But,
dude, I hated that class. I mean, besides the people in it, like, I learned no Spanish whatsoever.
I'm not doing Spanish records right now.
Good.
So I didn't learn that much. The only thing, and another cool thing is we just got all of the female vocal that you guys heard is Kayla. She's a new member of the band, and she joined on Monday.
Yeah,
and got those vocals down, and she's done
and
really,
she
really well.
She bought a Les Paul bass, like literally, like, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's so sexy.
Yeah, so she's gotten a lot of things done. And
quicker than any bassist that we've ever had.
Yeah, especially, you know, she's dominated, especially, like, you know, recent bassists of years past, you know, or like days past, she's just completely destroyed, and she's just doing really good, and we're just really proud of her. So everyone out there in radio world, just give a round of applause to Kayla, because she's great.
They're doing it. They're doing it as
a big. They're doing it big, guys. I was watching one of your guys' YouTube videos, and I noticed that Jack has no hair.
Yeah.
I guess we were just talking about it.
What's the, you know, what's the deal with that? I mean, I like it, you know. I like it a lot.
I don't have cancer. I have a disease called alopecia.
You get it from fucking elephants, right?
Frankie would know.
You get it. It's just my immune system attacks my hair follicles, and it fell out about like 2 years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And hair is just now starting to grow back. I've been taking medicine and stuff, and my hair is growing back. So hopefully by the summer, you will see a huge, blonde, beautiful black goddess.
I remember you walked in class, and you were like a big, buff black dude with a giant fro.
I remember that.
And you wore a Timberwolves jersey.
I remember with the gold and black hair, supporting me, though.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, you're going to shock a lot of people by saying that, because a lot of, that's the one thing I get. When people hear my voice, especially when I'm singing and stuff, they're like, I thought you were like a little white surfer or something like that. I turn out, I'm like a 6'2" black guy, and they're like, whoa. Like, it's just shocking.
Oh, it's this guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm the bassist because I'm so fat.
Yeah. Yeah, Frankie's fat, so everyone thinks he's
I'm Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our new member is Canadian. So,
turkey bacon.
Yeah. Toronto.
Ew.
So it's just this smorgasbord of people. That's good stuff right there.
We're about running out of time, man. Thanks for being on the show, guys. Like, this has been good.
Thank you so much. We do it anytime for you guys. We appreciate it so much. You have no idea.
No problem.
You guys, February 25th, check out The Underground.
February 25th, The Underground. Check them out, guys. Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
What?
That was good stuff, guys.
That was good, man. That's like reminiscing, man.
I think the last time I seen Jack personally, like in class, I mean, like, you know, face to face, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was when I was at Nava last.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's a beautiful voice with a big guy. That's good stuff.
I feel you, man. That listening to him makes me want to eat some peaches. You feel me?
I want to eat some peaches right now and have me a big bowl of peaches.
If you guys don't know, that is the secret code. So go ahead, and there are your hands up already. I don't know how we're going to do this.
Yeah, just put them on.
I'll just put one person on. All right, here we go. You're on. If you raise your hand, what's up?
Yo. Hey, yo, what's up, man?
Are you talking? Is it Tetra?
No. Dough in a wristband?
Huh?
Dough in a wristband?
Is this
NASA himself?
It might be.
This is
your boy NASA himself. You know, funny, NASA just won a wristband, guys.
NASA just won a wristband. NASA, stand there. I'm going to bring somebody else on. Hold on. You're on. Hello? You raise your hand.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, man.
You just won a wristband. You should be happy.
You just won a wristband.
Let's do it
Yo.
Again. What's up? You just raise your hand.
What?
Who the?
Ooh, we got a female winning wristband. This is good stuff.
This little Yoda?
Yes.
Oh. I Rocky Battle right now? No, I'm just kidding.
Rocky Battle right now? All right, so we got Yoda, NASA. Who's the other person?
If you're one of the people that push one. What's your name?
Andre.
What is it?
Ooh, that's my boy Andre?
Yeah.
Dude, that's
all right, that's three.
Yeah, three people. We got one more wristband to give away. Anyone else push one? Just go ahead.
All right, hold on. That's a tie. There's two of them.
Okay, wait. Put them both on, and we'll ask them.
All right,
we'll see what happens. Put them both on.
Hold on. Hello? You just raise your hand.
Hello?
What's up?
Who's this?
I don't know who this is.
Don't you ask who this is. You want to
rest.
Congratulations.
It's me, I'm Laura.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, hey, Andre.
Hello?
All right. So
we got...
We know the people that won. There's one more person, Juan. You raise your hand. Hello?
Hey. Hello?
What's up? What the?
Hey, don't you ever do that again. I will go down there and beat you.
We got the people.
We got your boy NASA, Dre.
Dre, and then I got...
Angela and then Yoda, right?
Yep, we good. We have a number from 714. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, it's Brenda.
Who's this?
I'm Kayla's mom.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
yeah,
want
to give a shout out to your daughter?
I thought they were awesome.
All right, cool.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what we like to hear.
All right, so we got four people. We're giving away four wristbands.
And then if anybody's still listening, go to the drbonesandtetrashow.webs.com. Go to contact, type in Peaches, your name. I will hit
you
up.
We'll get back to you. But so We will be getting his wristband for you guys shortly.
Shortly, you'll be getting them, I promise. Today has been an excellent show. I think it's been good.
It's been great, actually, you know?
It's been really great. I mean, we gave away wristbands.
They're not online anymore, are they?
No, they're all gone.
Okay.
No, I booted them, but I like this show.
I was trying to set that up earlier, but I don't want to interrupt them, you know?
I don't want to interrupt them, you know, they talk a lot. It was good, though. I really appreciated it.
There's
still a lot of hands up. I'm sorry, guys. You guys got to go to the website. I mean, there's like 8 hands up right now. You guys got to go to the website, go to contact, put in Peaches, and we will hit you up with some merchandise. I promise.
Yeah, we got you something good, something nice.
I promise. But
you know, eventually, guys, real quick, we're gonna get some Dr. Bones and Tetra stuff.
Maybe, but our stuff is valuable.
Yeah, like one of these
one
great
stuff we can give away, but our stuff.
No, man, so, you know, we're all the same, but come on, man. But you know, one of these special shows. You guys can listen to every show. You guys don't know when, but we'll be giving away some Dr. Bones and Tetra stuff.
Sometime, man. We'll give away some stuff.
Some buttons, you know.
Maybe you'll like it. Because that's how we roll.
That's what we do, guys.
That's what we do. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Toma,
speaking of, you know, there's a new episode of Jersey Shore tonight, guys.
There is.
For me, it doesn't come on till 11, I think.
It's probably on right now. I'm missing it, but I'm at two of everything. Well, I have Dish, you know. I got that.
I wish I had
Dish. You
just make it rhyme?
I made it rhyme.
I wish I could do that all the time.
Hey, but we could be on the beach eating a peach. What?
Maybe I didn't say. I'll sit on the bay, eat some hay.
Mold some clay. Ooh.
Baby.
Because that's how we do it in the 602. You feel me?
Yeah, I already know, babe. Tonight was a great show. I had fun.
Tonight was a good show. I had fun. Thanks a lot to the slums for coming on. You know, we gave us some prizes to give away to everybody. You guys are going to get your wristbands pretty soon.
Yeah, so if you guys won, either me or a doctor will hit you guys up.
I'll hit you up. The two people that I know, I'll hit you guys up tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll get the people that go to my school.
When I give it to Tetra. I'll give it to him right now. It's in my car, though. I got to go get it, and I'll give it to him. So,
yeah, I don't know, baby. That's what we do, but, you know.
It's been a good show, man. We have, like, I don't even know, like 40 seconds left. It's been good. I'm glad you guys listened. We had a lot of people listen tonight, man. Slumpstones brought it.
Slumpstones do what they do.
They do what they do. They bought everybody. All right, but we're going to go right now. I am Dr. Bones.
And, baby, it's DJ Tetra.
Tune in next week, Wednesday. We have a hot, hot band that's going to be on from, I think, Missouri. Craziness, but tune in, man. See ya.
Helping the kids out of the big tub. The way the babies haven't been born.